Wow Wow West.
When it comes to the best podcast duo around, there is no one better than Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
They're leading an army of dogs to salvation.
In Super Podcast, Shane is away handling serious business.
These are the funniest moments. Part 1, starting off with Shane Gillis being influenced by No Man.
Brother stuff, dude. Just having fun. That's brother stuff,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You
I'm
just
sorry,
got.
You're jealous.
I'm a lone wolf, dude.
I'm sorry,
dude. I never got influenced by other men.
I'm a little more of a lone wolf.
I can't even imagine being influenced by other men
I'm
growing
sorry,
up.
True.
I just became my own man.
Yeah, guided by your older sisters, dude.
Pussy.
Yeah, boys.
I would have wished it on my worst enemy.
What's that?
Only sisters. You gotta have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros. I didn't just, you know, I didn't get to just I had to stay on the team. I had to stay with the bros. You know what I mean?
You were playing football and your life depended on it.
I was,
the broship depended
absolutely.
On it.
If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True. You were the captain of the SS bros.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
When you're a team captain. Now, something like that, I'll be honest, something like that drives me up a fucking wall.
You're this close to my hand.
I figured it out. It's like white people are water people, I believe. Asians are air. And then you go down to
you're
like
saying black people are mud?
No. Latinos are fire for sure. That was the kind of the back this no, it's Earth. Earth, dude, there's nothing wrong with Earth.
No, there's nothing wrong at all.
My thing was but then someone
so
gets
so sick to control the sea, dude.
Yes. Someone gets left out though. I was like, I thought I had it mapped out. I'm like, wait a second. Because then you have
Indians are definitely Earth.
They could be fire, dude. Indians are Earth, for sure. Indians are I had that because I was like, yeah, because then I forgot about Latinos. I'm like, okay, they're fire for sure. But then it's like Earth. But I was going, what about my African brothers? What would they be? Because then I'm like, I was like, maybe the ether. I could throw in the fifth. It could be the ether.
What do you guys think?
I think element wise. I think Earth.
But then what about Indian guys? Someone's getting left out. Then what are Indian guys?
They're with Asians. They can be they're
air.
Combined.
True. Air, earth. Earth, air.
They can be farts. All right.
Let's try to keep it respectful, dude.
Who's farts then? What about Arabs? You're forgetting Arabs.
It's like that's Indian guys.
You say Indians and Arabs are farts. That's your words.
I was really hoping to keep this respectful.
Well, how do you think it was going to go, dude? You want to break down races?
I was in my bathroom brushing my teeth. I was like, yeah, this could actually go really
I'll
wrong.
Share this one. Do you guys have any, would you like to help us here? Would any African-American fellows want
sure,
to get
I'd like
involved?
To create space for different voices.
We'd
like
to say.
I just know definitely not water. I kind of thought fire. Why aren't we fire?
Dude, like, we're more fire than Latinos, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
No way. How are you guys fire?
Leave it.
You guys aren't fire. You guys are earth.
Latino heat.
Yeah, it's Latino heat.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, man. Look, I don't want to speak for you guys. I like to elevate your voices in the matter. But
yeah, we do want to hold space for black podcasters.
Thank you.
But yeah, Earth, dude. You guys got to claim Earth. Earth's probably the best one. Dude, Lemaire lashed out at me earlier.
What'd he do?
As soon as he came in.
What'd he say?
I was saying, where's Matt? I was like, you're his assistant. Where's Matt? And he said, sorry, I didn't get fired from SNL. I was like,
Whoa, what the fuck?
You said that?
Why the abuse? Why the abuse?
I was just, I don't know, dude. I'm sorry. I apologize. I think I tried to.
You lashed out at me.
It's a legitimate
dude,
question.
I wasn't trying to be like a dickhead. I thought it was funny.
It hurt my feelings.
I thought it was funny.
To be fair, Trump's got like 10 dudes standing outside the place. You should be standing there until I get here, dude. It's all clear. Yeah. It's all clear. It's all clear. It's all clear. Your acai bowl is on the steps.
Dude, we were in Denver. We were in Denver. We had fucking security at our hotel.
Did you?
So much. So the first night I was like going around asking all the security guards. I was like, is this because the Golden State Warriors are in town? Are the Warriors staying in the hotel? And they were like, we can't tell you. We can't tell you. And I was like, fuck, it's definitely the Warriors. And then we got back from the show and they were like, you can't go on the seventh floor. And I was like, damn, the Warriors are up there. I'm going to the seventh floor. Get up there. There's just Secret Service at the elevator. Like, you can't be up here.
Who was up there?
And I was like, is it the Warriors? And they're like, yeah, it's Draymond Green. And then the doors closed and they laughed. They laughed at him. They're like, fucking idiot. Yeah, Draymond has Secret Service in the elevators.
Dude,
can it I was Jill about- Biden. It was Dr. Jill.
It was Dr. Jill?
Yeah. Dr. Jill was in Denver.
She had Secret Service?
Yeah, she was upstairs banging the Secret Service.
Probably.
That's a little secret rumor, anyway.
Oh, I heard about that. I heard about that, too.
Little rumors.
I mean, anyway, to be fair. Mill.
I'm not going to indict her over
that's
it.
That's kind of their job, though. That's their job. Secret Service job is there to pleasure high power ladies. You don't have time to have sex with your wife and you're running a country.
Look at me. I can enjoy a few.
Daddy told me about the guys who drive the trucks with all the cars on them. He said those motherfuckers are always on meth or something. He's like, be careful.
Scrap truck drivers?
No, the guys that
the transport vehicles?
Transport vehicles. He goes, get away from
this. Yeah, I guess it
is. I know a couple of those guys are assholes.
Really?
It's a whole different road, OTR. I'm just local.
What do you mean, OTR?
Over the road. Retard. Don't even know what that means.
You call him a retard?
I mean, you just.
That's
you just
talk about
what the fuck? Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Living these Hollywood nights, dude.
Dude, Hollywood nights. Polly. Bye.
Damn, no, dude, you're fucked up.
I'm fucking hammered. You're fucking, I'm absolutely hammered.
You ain't New Year's Anderson Cooper. You're New Year's Anderson Coop.
My goal was to keep it together, to have it completely under the radar.
I'm not trying to like claim good ones, but I'm New Year's fucking Don Lemon. Called it. Called it. You're New Year's Anderson Coop. Nate's fucking just Nate. Nobody's been hornier since they've gotten to LA.
It's crazy.
Not in a heterosexual horniness. Look at him. Look at the glass he's using. What is that?
No. Come on.
No, we're not using those same glasses.
Nate, we got to show the truth, bro.
And the shorts, bro.
Zesty, bro.
These are free shorts, and I love them. And I'm
like, why are you? What? What's
free? Who gave them to your sugar daddy?
It was guys, a fine gentleman.
Guys, let's get serious. Come on.
Guys, let's get serious. There's so much serious stuff going on in the world today.
Seriously, man.
Nate, though, I've never met a zestier guy. Bro, as soon as the plane landed, he was like, when are we going to dare? Like, it was like, yo.
Dude, it's not the best. Yeah, I remember, like, for real, coming out of the bathroom from taking a dump and, like, handling a cone, and the manager would be like, did you wash your hands in the bathroom? And I'd be like,
yes, dude, there's a sign, of course.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I just scratched my balls afterwards. I was like, yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Love seeing that sign at a place I don't work at.
Man, oh, like, yeah. Pfft. Yeah.
Sucks for the employees.
Sucks for those guys.
I can go straight back out to the public with a dump on my hands. Straight back to the beer pong table.
I don't think as a child, I know for a fact I never washed my hands after dumping.
Yeah, even
never.
Sadly, even as an adult, it's like if I wash my hands after I take a piss, I'm like,
yeah, that's
really turned a corner. I mean, am I a doctor?
Nate used to not wipe his butt.
Oh my god!
What?
Ew, what the heck? You might be fart. You're not Earth, dude.
I saw it coming. I was like 5 or 6. It was I didn't have time. I had to get back. I had to get back to my Power Rangers and my Beast Wars.
So you would just not wipe your ass?
I would just get right up. I learned my lesson quickly. It only takes a short amount of not wipes until your underwear devastated. And
holy shit! You must have full dumps in there. He must have had insane dumps.
Did somebody step in on this, or you just naturally?
I think my mom might have said something, because at that age I was still wearing straight tighty whities.
Yep.
So yeah, the laundry was fucking chaos.
Yeah. She would hit me with the "Are you white?" and I'd be like, "Yes."
Shit.
I went like a full like maybe a year.
Damn.
Maybe. I don't
know. It must have been free, though. That must have been nice. Just like popping up, being like, suckers.
God.
So he's like, you get a lot of younger dudes hitting the fucking CP.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. Fucked up.
Now, how do you even find that stuff?
How do you find it? I also, dude, I, so I, I've been blocked.
That's a funny bit.
Yeah, I know.
Just being like, where do you even find something like that?
I think it's like a reverse runner situation. How like kids ask like guys like us to buy them alcohol. You got to go to a school and be like, just hang outside and be like, yo, can you,
point me in a direct?
Yo, can you, they go into school and like, you got to wait outside school for them to come out. Like, you know, they score.
Somebody comes out and goes, get the fuck out of here. Go, oh, shit. We got to go.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, my dad's going to beat the fuck out of me for this. my dad's going to be so pissed. I was trying to score child porn at a school. Fuck. Oh, here's the car ride home. Like, I didn't do it, I swear.
Yeah, no music on in the car ride home.
Fuck. It's in the back seat.
That is fucking bullshit. It's not true. Kid's a fucking liar.
It was my friends. I was just there. I was just skateboarding there. I didn't even want to fucking that stuff. Getting, dude, it's like going out to the world and like at 35 getting rounded up for some CP and having to crash land back into the parents' nest, man. What a fucking nightmare, man. Yeah. What a nightmare. You got to move in and kill your dad. You can't. First step is like, I got to kill my dad. Yeah, I can't.
I got to go back to get a win in the, you know. Get one in the win column and then let's build from there. Step one, I got to kill my dad.
Before that first breakfast together, he's reading the newspaper. He's reading the newspaper.
Putting the paper down, looking at you, going.
Jesus Christ.
Your mom trying to smooth it over a little. Be like, it's fine. All the kids are doing it. I just read a report that said it's a lot more prevalent than you think. Thanks, Mom, it is. Well, yeah,
that would be rough stuff.
It's a tough bit. America's pastime?
Pretty sure it's the cell phone.
It's the cell phone.
Pretty sure it's the internet now.
That's the America's pastime is the cell phone.
Yeah, I think the cell phone. I think baseball's done.
It's still pastime.
You might bring it back.
Baseball?
Yeah, cracking the bat like that.
Me and Hispanics love baseball.
For sure.
Baseball. I do like Hispanics, so that's good.
Yeah, they're great.
I love guys coming up from...
On behalf of all Hispanics, I'm going to say, fuck BET, dude.
Yeah, sorry, Hispanics. You guys have been left in the dark for too long to BET.
Fuck BET.
Wow, we're really hitting the fucking rut. What else is going on?
I got a ton of stuff to talk about, dude. Dude, a guy in Philadelphia just got his skull fractured by a group of teenagers. Jumped him. What would you do, dude? 4 13-year-olds come up to try to fuck you up.
First off, unlike these guys who are afraid to be racist, I'm on guard when I see those. I walk by like this. I'm prepared, dude.
You're fully locked in.
I literally, keep my feet square and walk past them like that. What else could you do? Think I'm going to get knocked out?
Dude, he got his skull fractured. Didn't they take a piece of his skull out? It was around. Where the hell were you, dude? That was in your fucking neck of the woods. You and your buddy should get together.
You and your buddy should form a, I don't know.
I will.
Mob.
That's neighborhood watch.
A cool group of guys.
That's not funny. Sorry. You do need to form a vigilante squad with other like-minded individuals.
Absolutely. We're going to protect the streets. We're going to clean them up.
Well, first of all, I will say it's kind of on, you know, this is victim blaming. But I'll be damned if a group of 13-year-olds can whoop my fucking ass. 4 13-year-olds. 16-year-olds, you know.
If you're walking, dude.
Depends on how hard I've been training.
If you're walking down the street, you've been getting crushed with CNN, MSNBC. You're like, I'm not going to even worry about
this. That's what happened to
this. I'm going to walk with my hands straight down and have a nice dirt.
Hey, guys.
Look at this. I'm doing well right now. I'm not worried at all.
Just got crushed.
Yeah. You know, you want to hear another old white guy complaint?
What?
When did shoplifting become totally okay? When the fuck? Every time I go into... Dude, I went to... I'm mad. I went into Duane Reade today. Fucking pistachios are behind a locked case.
Oh, dude.
Everything's locked.
It's annoying.
You got to fucking hit a button and have some guy walk down and be like...
Pistachios?
Could I get a fungal cream?
Yeah, the fungal cream. I can see keeping
that. You got to lock that up, dude.
Yeah, that's life-saving technology. Pistachios is like, bro.
Whatever you're getting, you gotta fucking go. ring a buzzer and have somebody who doesn't want to be there slowly get to you. It takes like 10 minutes to get deodorant.
Yeah, well, the fucking Dems won't release information on how much shoplifting is going. They won't release information.
Yeah, all right, here's the topic of the day. Here's the thing we need to focus on.
Let's get down to business.
Let's talk brass tacks. We were hanging out at the pool earlier, and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like, disturbing.
It was crazy. There was I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was, I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy.
Some type of, yeah.
Having sex with his mom. I was trying to pinpoint it.
That kid, you're being generous with 8. That kid was
12.
10?
Not 12.
I think he might have been close to 10, dude. He was big. He was like 9. 6.
Bro, he was
6'5".
He wasn't double ditch. He was still in the Garden of Eden. He was humping his mom.
It was on her.
That was on her.
Obviously. That was nuts.
We were at the pool today, and there was, I had a reference Grok. I was like, Grok, is it cool? I asked Grok. No, for real. There was a kid today at the pool. This is brass tacks.
This is brass tacks.
We were at the pool today. We were chilling. We were just recouping. We were chilling, having some fucking pina coladas out of a coconut.
Eating coconut, by the way, flesh. Virgin pina coladas.
So fucking
end good. Of the day, virgin pina coladas. We got bamboozled big time. They had such low alcohol content that another group of dudes came over and were like, yo, are you guys fucked up? And we were like, no. And they're like, we aren't either. We've been chugging these pina coladas. No one is fucked up. But I'll tell you who was fucked up. That giant titted mom. And I'm not going to, you know,
That was a clash of cultures.
That was a culture clash.